May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Glory in the highest to God, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. This heavenly proclamation describes what happens when the Lord makes his coming in each one of us. We will see his glory, the truth of the word. Then we will be able to act from goodwill, and as a result, we will experience true peace. This promise of peace is a central part of the story of the Lord's birth on earth as it is described in the sacred scripture. Hundreds of years before the heavenly host announced to the shepherds that the Lord would bring peace on earth, the Lord prophesied through Isaiah that the Prince of Peace would come. And just a few months before the Lord himself was born on earth, Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, prophesied that the Lord would guide our feet in the path of peace. Yet, the world then and the world now is not peaceful. Within just 2 years of the Lord's birth, King Herod ordered the infanticide of all the male infants under the age of 2 in the region of Bethlehem. And today, news of equally horrendous acts is not hard to find. But the Lord explained this apparent contradiction between his promise and what seems to be happening around us now and then. He explained this to us while he was on earth. He said, "Peace I leave to you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be disturbed, neither let it be afraid." This peace that the Lord offers may be much different than what we might define as peace. So this morning we'll look at how the Lord's birth on earth can bring us his peace, not the world's peace. The Lord teaches us in the heavenly doctrine that peace in its first origin is from the Lord. It is in him from the union of the divine itself and the divine human. And it is from him by his conjunction with heaven and the church, and in particular from the conjunction of good and truth in each individual. From this, it is that peace in the highest sense signifies the Lord. And in a relative sense, heaven and the church in general, and also heaven and the church in particular in each individual. From this passage, we can see that because the Lord was born on earth and took on his divine human form, we can now have peace because we can now be conjoined with him. Conjunction with the Lord God, Jesus Christ, occurs when we take in his love and wisdom so that he can withhold us from evil and lead us to do good. This conjunction brings peace. This is not peace in the sense of a life free from challenges, or peace in the sense of never being hurt. It is a peace despite what is happening around us. Because no matter the hardship in this world, the Lord will protect us internally if we live from him. The Lord will give us, he says, a tranquility of mind from the conjunction with him, and protect us, he says, by this conjunction from the evils and falsities that are from hell. For he protects those who are conjoined with him. This protection occurs on the spiritual level, not on the natural or worldly level. The Lord explains this further. Peace is charity, spiritual security, and internal rest. For when a man is in the Lord, He is in peace with his neighbor, which is charity, in protection against the hells, which is spiritual security. And when he is in peace with his neighbor and in protection against the hells, he is in internal rest from evils and falsities. This is the peace that the Lord offers us. Not a lack of conflict in the natural world, but instead the spiritual ability to act charitably by loving the good in our neighbor, even in the midst of a conflict. Acting charitably in this way keeps the evil spirits at bay. And this notion of peace, it may be more a part of our experience than we think. The very phrase, rest easy, or rest assured, seems to suggest a sort of internal rest that comes not from a lack of conflict, but from knowing the right thing has been done in the midst of a difficult situation. When we begin to see that the peace that the Lord offers and promises is a spiritual and not natural peace, then despite the chaotic world that surrounds us, we may also begin to see that this peace is possible now. In Heaven and Hell, the Lord teaches that heavenly or angelic peace is also possible in men who are in wisdom from the conjunction of good and truth, and who in consequence have a sense of contentment in God. Nevertheless, while they live in the world, this peace lies hidden in their interiors. But it is revealed when they leave the body and enter heaven, for their interiors are then opened. So while we live through the daily trials of this life in the natural world, we can ask ourselves, are we content in God despite the hand we have been dealt? Our answer may often be no, but our life's work toward being regenerated by the Lord will lead us more and more into a state of contentment in God, into a state of peace. Perhaps we can think of times when we have sensed a contentment in the Lord. Certainly our most cherished childhood memories have this hidden deeply within them, whether we knew it at the time or not. The times when we have felt most useful may also have within them a contentment in the Lord. And when we approach the Lord directly in prayer, in worship, and especially in the Holy Supper, we may experience the calm, secure feeling of contentment in the Lord. This contentment in God is evidence of spiritual peace hidden within us. When we talk to the Lord, knowing that He hears us, He can strengthen us for the next battle, and we can receive interior spiritual peace. When we hear His voice as we read the sacred scripture and the heavenly doctrine, He can show us ways to love that we had never seen before, and we can receive interior spiritual peace. And when we take into our bodies the Holy Supper of the unleavened bread of His divine love and the wine of His divine wisdom, we can receive interior spiritual peace. For peace has in it confidence in the Lord, that He directs all things and provides all things, and that He leads to a good end. When a man is in this faith, he is in peace, for he then fears nothing, and no solicitude about things to come disquiets him. A man comes into this state in proportion as he comes in to love to the Lord. Every step toward regeneration is a step toward this kind of peace. But prior to the Lord's coming, this kind of peace was almost entirely impossible. A true idea of God was nearly extinguished. And without a true idea of God, there can be no conjunction with Him. And if conjunction with the Lord is not possible, peace is not possible. So we can see why the Lord was called the Prince of Peace in His prophecy in Isaiah. And we can see why Zacharias said the Lord would guide our feet in the path of peace. And why the angels proclaimed to the shepherds that the Lord would bring peace to the earth. With the conception of that divine soul within Mary, conjunction with the divine human God, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be now attainable. Just as Isaiah, Zacharias, and the heavenly host declared, peace would again be possible. And this promise of peace may nowhere be more palpable than in the image of the Lord's advent in the sacred scripture. When we picture the Lord as an infant, perhaps we can most easily perceive what it means for the Lord to be peace itself. For in the work Conjugal Love, the Lord explains that the sphere of the love of infants includes a sphere of peace from the Lord. Mary certainly would have received this sphere. And Joseph would have received it through her. How powerful that sphere must have been, surrounding this infant with a divine soul. This image of the baby Lord is an image of peace. This image helps us understand how the Lord's peace is not the peace that the world offers. It is a spiritual peace that can only come from being conjoined with the Lord by living and loving what He teaches, like Mary and Joseph did. Mary and Joseph were willing servants of the Lord. They both had to overcome their worldly expectations in order to serve the Lord. We can only imagine how the day the Lord was born, they must have been affected both by the sphere of peace coming from the infant Jesus and the peace resulting from their devotion to the incredible task that the Lord had given them. When we serve the Lord by doing the tasks that He has given us, we can be affected by the Lord's peace in a similar way. In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have affliction. But have confidence, I have overcome the world." Amen. And now to the one only Jesus Christ our Lord be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.